A cellist played Vivaldi's The Four Seasons as Sierra Knight's bridesmaids, her maid of honor, and the flower girl made their way down the aisle in a large church located in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Sierra couldn't see the procession, but she'd been at the rehearsal, and she knew what was happening in the sanctuary of the church. From behind closed doors where she stood with her oldest brother, Ethan, the deep strains of the string instrument reverberated around her, her heart beating hard and fast in her chest. She smoothed a hand down her fit-and-flare-style wedding gown with lace and beading that she'd loved the moment she'd slid it on. The cathedral-length veil in tulle was matched by the long train flowing behind her. She'd never felt more beautiful. Or more nervous.
"Are you sure this is what you want?"
Ethan asked, obviously reading her nerves as he put a hand on her trembling arm.
"The car's out front. The engine's running,"
he said, half-joking, but she heard the serious note in his voice. As her oldest brother, he was the father figure she'd always needed, since their own parent never lived up to the role. Although Alexander Knight was sitting in one of the pews up front, with wife number four, he wasn't the man Sierra wanted walking her down the aisle. He hadn't earned that honor, nor had he seemed insulted that he hadn't been asked to play the traditional role. She thought about Ethan's question, swallowed hard, and nodded.
"Jason is a great guy," she said,
meaning every word. She'd been with Jason Armstrong, a lawyer, for over a year, and she knew him well. They'd met through friends and begun dating soon after. He had a calming presence, and he catered to her every desire. He was a kind, decent man.
"I know I'll have a good life with him," she reassured her brother,
glancing at his strong jaw, which he'd set as he narrowed his gaze.
"I married a woman I thought I knew,"
Ethan said, digging into his own pain to make sure Sierra was okay.
"Mandy wasn't who I believed she was. I just want you to be sure you want to marry him."
Ethan had recently lost his wife to an accidental drug overdose, then gone on to find out she'd been having an affair and stealing from the family company to subsidize her drug addiction. He was not only grieving, he was coming to terms with the betrayal. But his words now were coming from an honest and good place, one of love.
"Don't get me wrong,"
he continued.
"I like Jason. We all do,"
he said, referring to her two other brothers, Parker and Sebastian.
"But are you passionately in love with him?"
She did her best not to blush at the question asked by her brother. He pushed the point, forcing Sierra to wonder if Ethan saw something in her relationship she hadn't wanted to acknowledge. But she shook her head, ignoring the sudden burning behind her eyes.
"Not everyone gets passion, Ethan. It's fine," she said softly. "I'll be fine."
So why did she have a case of anxiety? Why was her chest weighty and heavy? The music transitioned from Vivaldi to the more traditional Here Comes the Bride, and Sierra drew a steadying breath. It was time.